Warning: the following podcast contains strong language which may be offensive to some listeners and/or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and it's pretty funny, so lighten up.
Hey y'all, it's Noxie. Thanks for listening to the Detailed Solutions podcast. And now, a little bit more about one of our sponsors. Alex, have you heard about the pain assassins on Facebook?
No, Noxie. What's that?
I'm glad you asked, you wrinkled little booby. Pain assassins was started by a dude named Jason Bruno to where detailers can find the camaraderie that they're looking for without any of the negative trolling bullshit like other Facebook groups. Not only that, but they can compete with their work weekly, monthly, or yearly to win prizes. Oh, dude. And they make sick merchandise, so you always have fresh gear to wear. Anyway, y'all want to check it out? Again, it's Pain Assassins on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions podcast. This is another edition of What's On Your Mind. My name is Alex, as always. Got Bruno here with me. And then we've brought on some pretty cool guys. So we got Steven Trapp and Christopher Cormie. How you guys doing?
Good.
So this episode, everybody kind of got a sneak peek of it at the end of the Dave Fermani episode, where we switched up the this or that questions to favorites. So I wanted to do a full on episode about favorites. What are your favorites? What are our favorites? I think this group right here is a pretty good mixture of everybody using pretty good different brands. And what kind of brought this on is I get a lot of messages from people asking me, you know, hey, Alex, what do you use for this? What do you think about this? I really appreciate you talking about this on whatever episode. I gave it a try and it worked wonders for me. So everybody kind of wants to know what we all use. So I thought this would be perfect. We'll do a favorites episode and we'll run down our favorites of everything. So hope you guys have some favorite products to talk about.
Yeah. Well, we'll start with iced coffee, Starbucks, locally brewed in my backyard.
All right, Steven, for everybody who doesn't know who you are, tell everybody who you are, where you are, where and where you're from.
I'm Steven Trapp. I own Blue Star Auto Salon in Everett, Washington. So I'm in North Seattle area, also known as Western Chaz.
There you go. And Cormie, for anybody who doesn't know you, who are you, where are you from, and what do you got going on?
Christopher Cormie from Lake Charles, Louisiana. I own Cormie's Detailing and Ceramic Coatings, and I do what I do.
Photoshop. Do what I do.
Photoshop's everything.
That's right.
The Photoshop king.
Yeah. Okay, so
Before we get started, I got to thank Chris for, you know, the new update on the Photoshop with the blue Photoshop is fucking phenomenal.
Well, thank you very much.
Made that Mustang look fucking wet.
See, the trick is, and I'm going to put everybody on game here. Brightness down, contrast up, little dash of exposure. And you too could be a Christopher Cormie.
That's how he won the belt. I think we should get a recall. Give it back to the second place guy. Me.
I think I might need a little kickback.
Yeah.
I mean, I voted for you. Didn't help though, did it?
No, because you voted for yourself like 800,000 times.
No, you can only vote once. You can, but you got to do it from another IP address.
Apparently, Steven paid more of the people in India than I did to get on. And
listen, I was a victim of the people in India as well. So let's not forget that bullshit. All right.
Yeah. Whatever.
First of all, how dare you bring my people into this? I'm.
All right.
They're fans of my work.
Favorites. Let's jump into favorites. So let's go to the first one that everybody always wants to know is compounds. So what are some of your guys' favorite compounds? What do you guys like to grab? And again, I'm going to preface this whole podcast with every paint is different. Every car is different. Every situation is different. You probably need to try whatever. But if we can help some people out, that's what we're going to try and do. So,
well, give us a scenario of a vehicle, and I guess we could just give you what.
Okay, let's
compounds.
Let's go soft paint. We'll just go soft paint, hard paint, right? Because okay. I don't want to get into GM black and Audi paint and this and that. Let's just go soft and hard. Everybody knows what soft
paint. That's what
is.
She said.
Everybody knows what hard.
But we're gonna go 3M super heavy cut liquid 800 wool pad rotary on 6000
on soft Tesla
cutter paint. All the way down and then finish out with a nice banana wax. Works every time.
Right on.
Make sure you use extra banana wax.
And that's on soft Tesla paint, right, Steven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we do what every professional detail shops do, and then. Brightness down, contrast up. Take a picture when it's a little cloudy. Mint. Maybe right, slap some paint protection film on it just to cover everything up.
Yeah.
hit it with the Instagram filter.
All right, but in all seriousness, compound soft paint. What are you guys grabbing?
Most things. That's kind of where I start. And then if I need more, then I'm going to step it up to like SP3 correct. If I need less, then I'll like mix a little bit of like Angel Wax Resurrection in there and just kind of like dilute it down. Maybe throw a couple drops of something else in there. But most of the time, just regenerate and then changing the pad combination to get the correcting that I want. So I'll go from like a heavier pad to a softer pad to try and like ease it down and give a little more workability.
So do you like if Resurrection doesn't work and you're going to jump up to the SP3, do you still stick with like your initial pad that you chose, or are you jumping up pad first? Because I like to go heavier on the compound side and try to keep the pad like that medium cut pattern.
Yeah, when I'm making adjustments on the fly, I only change one thing at a time. So I'll fine-tune micro adjustments based on what I'm getting, because I don't want to change too many variables when I'm trying to diagnose what's going to work best for the paint system.
Right.
Mixing that with how many cars I've detailed in the past, I can jump to different places. But if it's like newer stuff and I'm like, this is just not working right, then I'll start making different adjustments on different variables based on, okay, I'll change the product, keep the pad pressure, machine speed all the same. And it's like, well, I'm getting a little bit more, but I feel like I could, if I dial back the speed, add a little bit more pressure, get a little more cut on the top end. And making those fine tuning adjustments, it'll just allow you to kind of like not have to throw out the baby with the bathwater and try something else.
Yeah.
So it's like you find your where you're getting good results and then fine tune that adjustment on the scale of like heavy or softer.
Gotcha. What about you, Cormie?
Always Resurrection and wool. Always.
Resurrection and wool?
Yep. Always.
Which wool?
The Lake Country Lowland Lambs wool, HGOs.
Okay.
Oh, those are so good.
That's just, I mean, we two-step just about every vehicle we get. It's so much faster than trying to kill yourself trying to one-step something.
Yeah.
We can two-step of just me and Ashton. We can two-step a vehicle way faster than trying to fight to one-step it. That's just how we do it. It's like this Range Rover we got today. It's completely hammered. We cut the whole car in probably maybe 4 hours. Polishing is going to be quick. I already did a test spot with perfect finish and an orange HDO, and it's going to be perfect. But Resurrection and Wool is a phenomenal product. It really is.
Nice.
Combined.
Yeah.
No, yeah, Resurrection's a really good product. I try not to use as much wool because I'm doing more film in my shop now, and I got to keep that dust. But
right,
those fucking fibers will float around my shop for 3 days.
Oh, my shop's a disaster whenever I'm done. The car's yellow.
Yeah. So I was like, when we got stuff cut in here, and it's basically like cut, heavy, polish, light. It's all about your efficiency and what works best for you guys.
Sure. Right?
And it's like, I also, when we're doing, I have like 3 or 4 cars going on in my shop at once. So we also have to like work what's going to work here, but also not interrupt what's going on over here.
Right.
Exactly. See, I work on one at a time. So I don't have to deal with, you know, dust and wool fibers and everything going on other vehicles. So that makes a big difference, you know, if you're working on 4 cars or one at a time.
Detailers. The entry-level coating game started in 2016 with Anyo Ceramic Coating. With its unique single-layer composite technology, Anyo allowed detailers to achieve greater levels of success faster. But in 2021, Anyo, along with Y-Wax and CC105, received a facelift. Now, under the HyperClean Ceramics line, Y-Wax's Uno, Anyo has become Dos, and CC105 is now Tres. Being a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year single layer, that's right, detailers, single layer ceramic coating. Pick yours up at the Detail Supply app. And if you mention Detail 15, you will save 15% off your purchase. So go to the Detail Supply app and pick up Uno, Dos, Tres, and use the code Detail15 to save 15%. Off your total package.
Yeah, I can tell you what though, those wool fibers are awful. If you're doing any sort of film work, you're just like, it was like 110 degrees Fahrenheit the other day, which is not normal for us. Like we're 75 and sweaty. Like that's anything above that. We're trying to cut down a car with wool. I'm trying to put film down. It's hot. And I swear there was more fucking wool in this fucking piece of film than on a blanket. I'm spraying the pressure washer just in the air. It's just making it more humid inside the shop. We ended up just closing. I was like, I can't do this. I was like, we're going to come back tomorrow. This is not working for me right now.
Verna, what's your go-to compound?
Or what's your favorite? Resurrection is probably on the list, but also use Cut Max as well. I mean, yeah, those are probably the main two that I would use on soft paint.
Okay. So now what about hard paint?
SP3 correct. The fucker goes.
I haven't tried that one yet.
What is it?
The SP3 correct. That shit cuts. And it's non-diminishing. So it's like, the way I work it is like, we'll go, and Manuel Evans kind of taught me this thing. It's like, get the product on there and then work the machine at a slower speed and just let those rotations just really eat away at that paint and not overburn out the abrasives in it. And that thing, it cuts. Smells like shit. Cuts great.
Gives a shit about what it smells like.
Yeah, it's like I recommend. I was like, ooh, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck's in there, but it goes. It has a little bit of like, I think it's got a little solvent in it to soften the paint too. So it'll like kind of soften the paint just a little bit, and then just murder the clear coat. But
so when you say slow, go at a slower speed, what are you dialing down to then?
So we're like on the roofs, we're probably 2.5.
Oh wow.
Oh, like Jesus.
Real slow, and just let that machine do the work. And I'm telling you, dude, it is like sanding the car down.
Wow.
Hey Chris, what speed do you use again?
6.
Fucking full send. But that's the thing, is like I usually work between 4 and 5.5, right? But like if I'm doing like just this product specifically, if you're trying to like really cut on something really hard, dial it back and like not burn out those abrasives or dry out that polish, it's gonna go.
Wow.
Like it's one of those.
So if you was to compare the SP3 compound, what would you like compare it to as far as how it cuts?
Oh, kind of like I want to say like 105.
Okay.
So something like that, but it's real heavy. It's a real heavy cut. But it polishes out nice. It's a weird product. I don't know what Barry did in there. He mixed in some sorcery into that thing. But it doesn't dry out either, which is nice. I've noticed that some of the products just dry out. But I did order more of the Menzerna line so I can give that another shot, because I used to use that a lot, and then I kind of steered away from it.
Right.
Yeah, it's
all. I just started using Angel Wax everything because, you know, Tommy's the man. So I was like, I'll just buy this shit because it's my friend. I'll make anything work. Give me a banana and some sandpaper. And I was like, I'll get it to finish down somehow. Like, I'll buy that. So I did that. I'm not a brand loyal kind of person. If I like you, I'll buy your stuff. If I don't like you, I'm not going to buy it.
Right.
That's because you don't fucking like me then.
I don't need to buy stuff from you. I just keep winning shit from you.
Yeah.
Gormy, what do you
I actually need to get a Pain Assassins banner for the shop. I've been meaning
to do that. Same here. I've been trying to get one for 3 years without paying for it.
I thought one came with my belt. I thought it would have come with the belt, but no, dude, I just got a Lake Country backpack just so I could store my shitty polisher in it.
Dude, I tried to make you a banner, but your fucking logo is like impossible to work with.
It's a square. you can even move this 4 letters next to these 4 letters and make a rectangle. Yeah. It is.
I'll send you a fucking banner.
What are you using on hard paint?
ACA 500.
Gross.
Good stuff.
What the fuck is that?
3D.
Sometimes I'll mix it with Resurrection, but you know, like Audi paint or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll cut the crap out of it with ACA 500, and it usually does a trick.
Yeah,
it's gross. It stinks. You know, I smell like it whenever I leave my shop, but it works.
Yeah,
typically I use it on wool. You know, I may have to come behind with Resurrection and wool to knock that out.
Yeah,
and then you know, obviously polish it out. But ACA 500 is some pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much my go-to as well for like the harder paints, Audi, BMW, Mercedes.
Right.
And there's been times that I've had to do like what you said, like I'll use it with Rupes wool to get it to cut really good, but then I'll have to come back and do a step down cut before I do my polish because it will micro mar like a
Oh
yeah. It'll tear it up.
Yeah.
But it cuts how's that compared to like the Menzerna 400?
I've never used Menzerna.
I have it. Use it
better.
That's typically what I use to polish out black plastic.
Okay.
Is Menzerna 400.
All right.
It's oily and you can work the crap forever, but it doesn't cut nothing like Resurrection or ACA 500. In my opinion.
I'm going to have to buy some of that. I'm going to look it up right now.
Presta Supercut Compound.
Use who?
Presta Supercut Compound.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a
bitch. I've heard of it. I've never tried it.
It's like liquid sandpaper.
Oh, no. You got to get... So if you want liquid sandpaper, go to your local paint store, find the 3M brown shit.
No.
That fucker will...
Hell no.
I don't know what's in there, but that shit feels like rocks. I was like, when would anybody need this when they're polishing?
And have
they're
you
like,
guys
yeah,
ever
rolled on a roll on a wool pad? I was like, you have to sell this at O'Reilly's. No wonder all these cars drive around all fucked up. Finish down with a rotary and this fucking shit.
Have you ever tried Scholl's Concept S0?
I didn't even know there was S0.
So S0, it literally says on the back that it's liquid sandpaper.
Really?
It's liquid in the bottle. The minute you squeeze it out onto the pad, it turns to dust. And it's
radiant. I don't think we should probably discuss that product on this.
We probably shouldn't. I ended up throwing mine away after a while because I was too scared to use it. Although it did remove Brillo pad scratches out of a Lexus that a guy decided to scrub tree sap off with. And it did remove the Brillo pad marks.
Well, I fucking hope so.
But it was scary to use. Cause I mean,
it sounds intimidating.
The minute it seems like it touches air, it turns to powder. Which is why they call it liquid sandpaper.
Have you, was it the CarPro's denim pad?
Yeah.
Never
tried one.
I have one. I haven't been able to figure it out, apparently.
It would just gum up.
Yeah.
When would anybody need that for texture removal?
Well, right. It's supposed to be for orange peel.
Yeah.
And it apparently does work. I've talked to numerous people. It says that it does work.
Yeah, if you got 15 layers of clear on a show car, you're not going to do that on a factory painted car.
No,
On this Tesla Model Y, we're going to make one pass. That was a Tesla defect. We're going to send this back to the paint shop. Have you thought about full body paint protection film?
Yeah. So what do you guys like for polishes? I mean, we already know where Bruno's going to go. He's talked about it a bajillion times on the podcast.
All right.
Yeah. I'll go last. You do?
I also like curveball here. Banana wax. Fills everything in. It's my Instagram filter. It's how I beat... You know, everybody else, paint correction of the year. Just hand the old lady the banana wax.
Yeah.
I use Redemption for just about every, like, finish down polish.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I said, too.
That's too oily for me.
Yeah, same here. Like, it's not. I have nothing against Angel Wax. I love all their products. Just not.
Oh, absolutely.
Their polish. I mean, I was told by somebody, you know, to watch out for purple polishes. Because purple polishes typically tend to be more on the oily side. So, you know, trying to break down a diminishing polish is a little harder when it's, you know, so oily compared to, like perfect finish that, you know, gives you that perfect finish.
I think that's why I like it, is because I like how it is a little bit more oily. I can stretch it farther.
You can stretch perfect finish pretty far. I agree with that.
So, like, I've never used perfect finish. I'm going to need a list of stuff I'm supposed to use because, like, I'm not on brand, I guess.
Well, no, it's not what you're supposed to use. Like, definitely give it a try.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, because really, like, if you look at my cabinet, you're like, this motherfucker has, like, four things. Because I like to do things that it's, like, this is what I train my guys on because I have two technicians that help me. And it's like teaching somebody how to be me is incredibly difficult. If I give them three steps to do or two steps to do, they can usually figure that out.
Right.
So it's like the trainability factor and like trying new things and all kind of stuff. I've used SP3 or polish is fine. The Roops, yellow, whatever the fuck it is. I had a yellow cap. I don't even know the name of it. That stuff's good.
Well, the new one's called DA Fine.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff. But for the most part, like, yeah, I basically bought like $4,000 worth of Angel Wax stuff like last year and attempts to resell it. I didn't sell any of it.
I've just been using it. So now you're just using it all?
You just used it.
I mean, I haven't made an order for compounds in like a year and a half. But no, I just ordered the Men's Earnest stuff again so I could try that again. It's like, I don't know, I don't get out much.
All right. Well, Cormie, what are you? You're perfect finish all the way, right?
It's perfect finish, always. I mean, yeah, there's times where I may have to go to Reflect, CarPro Reflect.
Okay.
Is fantastic on a black pad. It'll just give you that kiss of a finish, you know, on soft paint that perfect finish won't, because perfect finish has cut to it. Yeah. I typically use that on an orange pad. Reflect I use on a black pad.
Right.
You know, harder paints like BMW or Mercedes or whatever, most of the time I'll use Angel Wax Regenerate on an orange pad. You know, it's a medium cut polish, but on that kind of paint, I consider it a fine cut polish because the paint's so hard.
Yeah.
It does fantastic. But man, in all honesty, 99% of the time, it's perfect finish on an orange pad.
And that's the Sonax one. I was just looking it up. I was ordering them.
Yeah. It's like freaking fantastic, man. Mm-hmm. It really is. And it wipes off so easy. Black GM paint, perfect finish is the best, in my opinion, to finish it.
Have you noticed that, like, the HDO pads are acting differently the last, like, 6 months?
Like, I haven't,
country pads?
No. Like, how so?
The blues seem a lot softer, and I feel like the cell structure breaks down quicker. So, like, it's, I don't know.
Probably the humidity in your shop.
No, this is before it got to be 110 degrees here. I've noticed over the last 6 months, because they've been having shortages of materials, and it's been taking, like, because I order by the case, right?
To be honest with you, I couldn't really tell you, because I have blue HDO pads, but I rarely use them, because if I'm going to cut something, it's either going to be wool or microfiber, and then I use more of the orange pads anyway.
Well, even the orange pads, like, I feel the orange pads are softer. Like, I don't know, for some reason over the last, like, couple months, I'm not getting the same performance out of the pads that I've been using. And I've been trying to figure out what's been different.
Do you clean them?
Yeah.
honestly, dude, I couldn't really. I don't know if it's just
like a batch I got, because I order by the case, and like, I don't when know. I order, I mean, them, it's like,
I,
six,
I order
like
three,
6 to 8 weeks out.
I order three or four at a time from Sky's the Limit, since he's right around the corner, and I haven't had any issues with blue HDOs.
It's like the blue and the orange, and then the SDOs are just, I can't even use them.
Well, I don't use the orange ones because when Jason was with Lake Country, he told me not to use the orange ones, use the blue ones, especially for my climate. So what he said is they're pretty much the same cut, but he said in the humidity that we have here in Central Florida, which, Cormie, I mean, you're humid as shit over there.
Yeah, it's
no, he's not.
He said the blue.
No, he's not. Don't say that shit.
What?
He's spoiled.
It gets pretty humid over there.
Not in his shop.
Not in my shop, but how?
Oh, no, not in, yeah, not in a shop. But
he's
what? Like,
he's probably one of those rich guys with AC.
Yeah. What Jason said
it's 70 degrees in my shop.
The blue pads don't cake up as easily or as quickly in hotter or more humid areas like the orange pad does? Because that was the first question I asked him. I was like, well, how come everybody uses the orange ones? What's the difference between the orange and the blue? And that was the reasoning that he gave me to use the blue over the orange, was that it won't cake up in the humidity as much with the blue ones.
Which does make sense, because then he also say, like, in our humidity, the denseness of the blue pad will lessen.
Yeah.
The orange does the same thing.
Right. But what we're saying is, like, we could use a blue pad as an orange pad in Florida.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, because it won't gum up the chemical as much.
Right.
In the humidity. So that's why I don't use the orange ones, was because Jason was like, don't. but I mean, he's here in Central Florida, so I was like, okay, well, I mean, he definitely knows better.
I really like the blue pads because I feel like it just holds the structure more.
Yeah,
it like, does
through like the long cycling. But like, I don't know, for like I said, in the last couple months, like the last case I bought, I was like, this shit feels like really soft. And then I knew they had a shortage of material, so I thought maybe they like got some worse, I don't know, foam from China. I don't know. But it's like, I wonder if anybody else is having this specific problem. But it could also be that, you know, I'm in a new environment with my shop and everything, and everything's a little bit different here.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and fix this.
If anybody else has any issues with blue HDOs, reach out to Stephen and let him know, so he knows he's not the only one.
I did look so good, it was causing a glare.
Yeah. And Bruno, for the people that haven't heard you 856 bajillion times on the podcast, what's your favorite polish again?
Perfect Finish.
Brought to you by
it's different, you know, and like to go off what Cormie said, you know, with black GM paint, the more you work the polish in, and the more it diminishes, one, the easier the wipe off will be, and that's huge for softer paint. And
absolutely. So
and the better gloss you're gonna get from it. So, I mean, compared to other polishes, I really do think it is one of the best ones out there. Reflect is another one too. You know, Cormie already touched on that one, but I like using Reflect for like piano black shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use Perfect Finish too sometimes, but I typically will go and reach for CarPro Reflect when it comes to like that kind of shit, especially with Range Rovers. You know, Cormie knows he's working on a shitty one right now.
So yeah, unfortunately,
those two would be my two favorites. Yeah. Perfect Finish has more cut than Reflect. Essence Absolutely. Is a good one too.
So
I mean, Essence is a true polish with like no cut.
Right. Yeah. So I'm with you guys. I like Perfect Finish after Jason turned me on to it. I'm still a big fan of Oberg polish, and I am always been a fan of Rupes's ceramic, but even bigger fan now of the DA Fine. I think the DA like Fine. That. You do what?
I like the DA Fine.
Yeah.
I like that
one. I like DA Fine and ceramic better on piano black finishes, honestly. I think it maybe because Perfect Finish does have that little bit of a cut, I feel like the DA Fine or when it was ceramic actually polishes down and leaves it nicer on piano black.
With piano black, you want to use something that doesn't really have a lot of grit, which is why, right, I like the CarPro Reflect, you know, right, even though Perfect Finish has
not a lot.
A low amount of grit to it, it will still leave a little bit of marring behind, yeah, on piano black.
It will.
So
those are my three, and I don't, for the most part, it's just whatever I feel like grabbing that day. I think they all work.
Yeah, it's
fairly similar.
Oh yeah, I used Manzana 3800 on that Range Rover today, and they did great too.
Yeah. That's another good polish. I forgot about that. I haven't used Manzana in a long time.
That's yeah, I know. I was like, so I was having dinner with John, the owner of SX Films, and he's like, why don't you use Manzur? And I was like, I just have it in like a couple of years. I'm like, fuck, I'm just gonna order it. I was like, I forgot how much like, because I get so busy that I forget that I was like, I could try new shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was like, I need to get this shit done. So I was like, I'm gonna try some new stuff. I also got a bunch of fucking spot on my screen. the fucking detailer. I mean, I was like, I'm looking at a spot in my forehead, and I was like, this is, I was like, no one else can see this. I was like, but I'm having a fucking crisis right now.
All
right,
so let's go to pads. What do you guys? What's your favorite cut pads?
The Lowland Wool.
Yep, absolutely.
That's it. Lowland Wool as well, and microfiber. I use more microfiber more than wool, but
You know what's a great cutting microfiber that's really slept on? Is that Meguiar's one with the red disc, the red foam in it?
The maroon?
Yeah. That microfiber pad? That fucker cuts.
That whole system. The black or the black polish and then the maroon cut.
Yeah.
The whole system is good. What about foam? What do you guys like for foam?
HDO
HDOs. Also, you know, sometimes I like to spice it up a little bit with the Roops pads, depending on which ones are more available at the time. Cause
yeah,
I go through a lot of pads.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, we probably go through 30, 40 pads a week.
Wow.
So it's like,
damn, I don't even do that in a year.
So that's a good question. How long, like, what's your cycle for a pad? I mean, so how many pads are you using per car? And then how many cars can you get out of a pad? Because everybody's different.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people.
Let Chris go first.
I know some people that'll do a quarter of a car and then change the pad. They'll go like four.
Yeah, you moron.
No, I don't. I'm one.
I offered to buy your pads off of you because you're like, oh, I used it once. That's no good.
I use one pad per car.
I go until I'm one to two. Like, until there's like, you know, when the pad starts to get a little soft and I'm starting to diminish the cut a little bit.
Yeah.
Then I'll switch it out. But for the most part, maybe two, one, three. It depends on just how much I'm cycling the paint and how much product gets stuck in there.
Right. Whenever the pad starts to get a little softer, you might have to work it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't wash pads. I use a brush or my air compressor. I don't wash pads ever.
So are you one and done on a car? Like you use it and when you're done with the car, you pitch it, or are you cleaning it out and using it for another car? Like how many?
Hell no. I use that thing until it don't even stick to the backing plate anymore. The sucker will literally fly off. I'm not lying.
Yeah, that's when you know it's done.
Jason Bruno can tell you.
The pad will tell you when it's ready to be thrown out. It throws itself out.
Those pads don't go bad. You can use them suckers until there's nothing left.
We just had this conversation yesterday, me and Cormie, because I was
either the middle of it craters, right? Yeah. And then you just take it off for a little bit, let it cool down for a little bit, throw it back on.
Right.
There. Or that bitch just throws itself away. That's when you know it's done. But now, it's like
microfibers are a little different.
Microfiber, man. I use two microfibers per car, probably.
Yeah, I'd probably use a couple because they get those little, you know, if you're cutting hard with it, they'll get those little
dingleberries.
And you can't get it off. No matter how much you try to wash it or whatever.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. I get a lot of that with the microfiber HDO pads. You get a lot of those dingleberries on that pad.
Right.
So I switched that pad. Like, I stopped using them. So I started using the Eurofiber from Buff and Shine, the salt and pepper pads.
Those don't do it.
Dude, I love them, man. They cut real great for me, man.
They do. They're great. They do not do that. I don't know why, but, you know.
They don't dingleberry like the HDO.
No, they don't.
So I kind of just stopped using the Lake Country HDO microfibers and just switched to Euros.
Yeah, they're great pads.
Mm-hmm.
Just buy yourself a case of the microfiber Meguiar's ones and just get that motherfucker so hot that, that M melts to your backing plate. That's when you that's when you know you're getting enough cut. That's when you know you're generating enough heat. If you can stamp that M on your backing plate, you're right there.
So I'm going to go a little bit different than you guys. I'm a big fan of the Udus micro wool.
That's a good one too, but they only make it in 5 inches right now.
Yeah, I'm good with 5 inches.
You can get a lot done with 5 inches.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you've gotten a lot done with 3.5.
I really like that. I'm a big fan of the Rupes blue wool, but when the Udos micro wool came out, there was cars that I was cutting better with that than I was with the Rupes blue wool. So that kind of became my favorite for them.
the Udos pads are good. I like they the are. Udos pads. They are. I do not like the Udos polisher.
That khaki pad is bomb.
Khaki pad's awesome. The olive pad's awesome. HDOs, blue HDOs. I like. All right, polishing pads. What's your go-to on polish pads, or does it matter? Because polish pads are kind of polish pads.
Whatever one's got the less amount of shit in it. So
it's gonna be orange or black HDO for me.
Yeah, black exactly. black HDO is pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Typically orange. If I have to, I'll step down to a black.
Yeah. Orange polishes out real nice.
I'm gonna go black HDO or red Oberk, which the yellow Oberk pad is badass too for both cutting and polishing, I think.
The Rupes. Do you like the yellow Oberk better than the yellow Rupes?
I do because I think it cuts a little bit more. But I do like the yellow Rupes pad, especially the new one. I like that as a polish. And their new blue one's actually pretty nice too. It's not as abrasive as the old one. And that combined with the DA course will actually cut out some pretty gnarly stuff and finish down pretty nice. Like I did Michelle's Audi. I did a door panel on it just to try it when Rupes sent it to me. And it had some pretty decent swirl marks because, you know, I don't ever wash my cars. So when I do, it's just grinding the dirt in it. And it actually finished,
get a good cut.
Yeah. And it actually finished down pretty nice to where I didn't really think I needed to go over it with a polish. And that was the blue DA course pad and the blue DA course compound, the new stuff.
I haven't tried them yet.
I was thankful that they sent it to me. So yeah. That's why I tried it. Otherwise I probably wouldn't have because I wasn't a fan of the old blue pads or the old blue horse compound. It was just way too dusty. This stuff isn't as dusty. It's got a nice workability time to it. And then, like I said, the pad isn't as abrasive. So, it doesn't mar up as bad as the other one did. How about towels? What are you guys using for towels? And
what's it? All right. So I'll talk first. So yeah. What is that? Is that a Korean?
No, this is a, from the rag company, their Eagle
Edgeless
500 Edgeless. I use these because you can get a case of them for like $250. Right. Favorite towel of all time. It's a small company out of your local neighborhood called Costco.
The Kirkland.
Kirkland.
So your standard Kirkland towel is probably the best microfiber on the planet.
Is it the Kirkland signature? I'm going to get a lot of
hate for that comment, but motherfuckers use those things all day long. If you know how to use them and you'll fuck it up with the tag, fuck it up with the edges, you can't beat 10 cents a towel. And you don't feel, because this $3 towel, you feel bad when it hits the floor. Yeah. A Kirkland towel, I'll just kick for fun.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you ain't lying, yo. You're not lying about that statement whatsoever.
So I'll tell you what, what surprised me was talking with Dave Fermani last week. And if you guys don't, and nobody, if you guys haven't listened to the podcast of Dave Fermani, please go listen to it. It was awesome. Dave Fermani is, he managed, or he takes care of a huge giant Porsche collection. This guy details one of ones, cars that nobody's ever heard of, multi-million dollar. And when I asked him what his favorite towel was, he said the Kirkland signature towel. He said basically the same thing that Trapp said. If you use it right, it's not going to scratch the car. It's not going to do any damage. And he pretty much uses them once and throws them away. Regardless, even if it's a, even if he's polishing, you know, removing polish or compound with it, he might demote it to like a door jam or an interior towel or a wheel towel or something like that. But he said he's absolutely fine, just like Trapp said, of throwing that 10 cents away and not having any issues with it. So yeah, I mean
these look great for photos.
Yeah, they do.
Like, but like any real detail shop, you're not like, we do 700 to 1,000 cars a year at my shop. This is great. Hold on.
Well, yeah. You kind of took my answer and fucking talked about the Kirkland towels. I was going to say Kirkland towels.
Yeah.
I mean, no. I have auto fiber ones too that I use specifically for different things. But as far as like other shit goes, I got Kirkland towels in my bins for everything.
Right.
Like I got them color coordinated. So, you know, they do all do different shit.
So, yeah, I got those too. I like the auto fiber elite edgeless 360s.
Okay.
They were, I told you got to get the fucking pearl, Korean pearls, man. I keep telling you this shit.
I know. I forget.
No, I really think, look, you are just like Alex, because I tell Alex about all this great stuff and y'all just straight ignore me. Like, I don't know, like, man, this fool don't know what he's talking about. And then I bring Perfect Finish to Alex's shop. Oh, I love it. It's good. It's good. And we'll get some. We'll get some. Fucking Cormie still has my goddamn light, so he must love that shit really nice. So I tell him about S20 or S2 black. Oh yeah, I'm gonna try that out. Tell him about Korean pearls. Yeah, I'll try that out. My next order, something like that. Y'all don't trust me. So I do this shit for a living.
I was actually gonna call you the other day because I've been on a tear ordering stuff. Michelle's getting mad at me because I've been spending so much money ordering stuff. And towels were some things that I was ordering this week. And I couldn't remember what towel you said, and I meant to call you and I didn't. And so I didn't order any towels. So Korean pearl, I'll have to put that in the old checkbox.
Yeah. And I'll tell you the only reason why I like the Korean pearls, because it's low pile. So like the Korean edgeless towels that they have, they're high pile. And I don't like touching those. Like, I don't like the feeling in my hands of those towels, so I don't use them whatsoever.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I have some Korean plush towels, and like whenever I'm leveling Genesis with it, it's too much. It kind of takes the, you know, it grabs a towel.
Yes.
Right.
In my opinion, the autofiber elites level the coating way better than the super plush.
And you said those are 360 GSM?
Yeah, that's typically the ones I use.
Well, technically a 360 GSM is your perfect leveling towel for either coatings or wax. Usually your higher piles are good for taking off compound or polishes, because then you've got that little bit of cushion, so you're less risk of re-scratching the car or swirling the car.
Right.
But yeah, typically those lower GSM and even low piles, because they're more abrasive or more grabby, is better for pulling that excess wax or that excess ceramic off, leveling down really good. I try to use a mix of everything. I mean, I like the Rag Company. I like their gauntlet drying towel. I like the Eagle edgeless ones that Trapp was just showing us. Auto fiber. I love the No Streak Freak for Windows. I love the Mr. Everything tile for interiors for the most part. My kind of whatever throwaway towels, I'm using Simon Eyes just because my buddy gives them to me for $1 a towel. So that's a great towel for leveling down ceramic because it's a low pile, low GSM, and then I can turn around, turn it into a door jam, wheel towel, interior towel, whatever. I do like the Too Faced Light from CarPro if I'm doing ceramics as well, because that's a cheaper towel too. So I can throw that away if I want to. It's also really good for windows. It's also really good for interior. But yeah, I might have to go back to the Kirkland signatures. I just wasn't a fan of them. I tried them a couple times and I felt like I marred paint using them.
Same here.
Maybe I'm just using too much pressure or something.
The technique.
It also depends on what you're trying to remove. If something's easy,
I was removing coatings.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Now, also, again, it depends on what you're leveling. Kenzo, I can do the Kirkland towels all day long.
Well, see, that's what I was using at the time.
Genesis, you're setting yourself up for a nightmare.
Yeah.
You have to use soft towels with that. And I'm not plugging that. I am kind of, but not really. But it all depends on what I'm doing, because right. You know, the stuff that's easier to level, yes, I'm going to use a cheaper towel if I can without, you know, marring the paint.
Right. I gotcha. So what do you guys like for sealants? And we'll stay out of the ceramic realm, but are you guys going like full on waxes? I know Steven's into the banana wax. Or are you guys using like silicas? You know, if you're just doing like a regular sealant job, what do you guys like?
Go ahead.
I usually will use it all in one, whether it be the Angel Wax Enigma AIO or what does Rupes have? What is that shit called? I barely use it.
Uno.
But Uno Protect. I'll use that once in a while. But if I'm doing I have Manzerna Power Lock as well. So I'll polish out the car and then throw Power Lock on it.
So, I use a little bit of everything. I mean, for quick stuff, cheaper sealants, I'm going to throw either ADG Valor on there or IGL Enhancer.
Oh, so you use like a spray sealant. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. So I'll use a spray sealant once in a while, typically just to wipe down the car after I'm done actually sealing it with a polish sealer.
Right.
So to speak.
Right. Or I'll go with I'm a big fan of IGL Premier on the black pad. I've gotten really great results out of that. I got a client that gets about 8 months out of it every time we do it.
Nice.
And then you know something about the black pad application, man, just does wonders for it. And then Billy's got one. I got to talk to him about it because I don't even know if I'm supposed to talk about it because it's not ADG. But this stuff's pretty badass. You put it on with a black pad, or I've been putting it on with a black pad, and it's really nice. Really nice. So far, we've got about, I think, 2.5-3 months out of it on my client's car, and he's works in construction. So he's out on job sites all the time. But he does come to me every week to wash it. And I mean, it just washes off like butter. I don't use a lot of traditional waxes I just feel like down here in the heat, they don't last as long. So that's why I like the silicas.
Yeah. I don't use wax at all, period.
Yeah. So I only use wax when I'm feeling frisky.
What wax do you use? Banana wax?
No, I have like Adam's buttery wax. That's one that I got in a mystery box. I have a bunch of the Swiss wax stuff. Yeah. I got a bunch of that stuff. I have a bunch of just like, I just have stuff. I buy shit and I like to buy mystery boxes from companies and they send me stuff. And then what happens is when I do mystery boxes, they send me stuff. And I was like, oh, so I got a bunch of shit that is like, I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll throw this on there. Cause it's just going to go bad if I don't use it. But for the most part, like I'm using more like SP3 flyover on just about everything that's not getting a ceramic or solo. But it's whatever my customer pays for, right? If they want to pay for something, then they pay for it. I mean, we sell a ton of 5-year ceramic coatings. Like pretty much everything gets a 5-year coating here.
Same here.
So it's like, oh, well, some guy's like, can I get a wash one? It's like, you know what? I haven't done one in a while. And then I do it. I'm like, I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing. I'm not making enough. Right. And I'm going to have to see this car in 4 months anyway. And I don't want to.
You keep them coming back. You make more money in the long run than you do on one ceramic job.
I have such a huge client list. If I had all my clients coming back on like monthly routines, like I'd literally die. There's not enough work.
Yeah. Like, I can't even hear that.
I see my clients once a year and like, I'm fine with that. Like, cause I have a bunch of clients that come in once a year. And then like every day is like, you know, like I said, when we do, you know, 3, 4, 5 cars a day, it's I wouldn't even be able to keep track of that.
Yeah.
Like sending people reminders, hey, you coming in for your appointment? Like when people don't show for appointments, sometimes I'm just like, thank God.
I know the feeling.
I'll call them later and reschedule, but I was like, I kind of needed a break. I was talking to myself earlier as I was weeding film. And I was like, is this burnout? Because like I'm getting really pissed at this fucking plotter and it's only been is this what this feels like?
No, I think that's right. Weeding film is probably one of the most nerve-wracking things for me to do. More nerve-wracking than putting it on, I feel.
Yeah. Putting it on is not bad. It's the weeding of the film, or it's like when you you load it in the plotter, you have like 6 different films. So it's like, is it going to be a 60 inch, a 48, a 36? And then you're like looking at all these numbers. And I was cutting this hood of this Tesla the other day, and I was like, I loaded in, I was on a 48. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, my length and my width or whatever. And I was just like, my brain was like turning the numbers. And I was like, why the fuck isn't it cutting half of this hood? Because there wasn't any film there. And I was getting so mad. And I was like, I have 2 half Tesla hoods. But I was like, maybe I could just like flip it.
So you put this, you put it down the middle. You put short film in there.
Yeah, you've been allocated to bulking mirrors. Like that's
nice.
So I have a box of film. It's just like me fucking up cuts. I was another one too. I was cutting the quarter panels of a Honda. I was like, okay, so this is only, you know, 24 inches long and, you know, 40 inches wide. So I load the 36 in there, and I was like, the numbers were backwards again. And I was like, my X and Y axes were all crossed up. It's like, fuck, dude. And I just get mad as shit. And then my wife's like, you know, I think you need to take a break. And I'm just like, I gotta get this shit done.
Yeah.
I gotta get to the next one. I was like, I got another Tesla dropping off tomorrow. And I was like, I gotta finish this Honda. And I'm just yelling at the plotter, my little daughter. She's just like, you know, walking around making a fucking mess here. I was like,
So the next one we're going to go into is cleaners, and cleaners is going to be kind of everything cleaner based. So we'll go APC, glass, interior, wheel. Do you guys?
I'm not answering this fucking question.
Why?
Controversial opinion.
That's
McGuire's that's APC can go on anything.
Yeah.
If so you
can F-bomb.
F-bomb. Yes. F-bomb the world. Also, if you're cleaning wheels and you're tired of being a bitch, McGuire's wheel brightener. Run that shit 1-to-1. Melt the brakes off of it. Get that shit clean. All right. Clean it. All right. You don't have time to be scrubbing wheels with that tiny ass little brush thinking that you're fucking goddamn ammo NYC. No. Spray that bitch on there. Let's sit for a second. Pressure wash it off. All right.
Oh, shit.
Should I put a disclaimer with that? Like,
fuck no. Fuck no.
I mean,
if you get enough of it on there and it's aluminum, it's just smoked aluminum. It's a new look by Ford.
You use that stuff, plan on calling your local wheel
repair. Remember to spray it directly on the brake pads.
Please don't. I don't want people yelling at me.
This one's going on TikTok. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a sound clip. Controversial opinion. Quit being a bitch. Grab the acid.
And you, sir, are now IDA skills validated.
CDSV, IDA. I didn't even get picked for the Air Force One thing, and that motherfucker, like, next door.
Rennie. Did you go to Rennie's class?
No, I can't afford that. I'm not rich.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, I gotta go to California, and we all know that motherfucker about to catch on fire again.
I'm buying them Pikachu cards.
Don't get me started.
Dude's holding fucking almost 100 grand in Pokemon cards.
I know,
right?
My retirement,
or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
My friend came over the other day, and I was like, he's like, bro, like, what do you have? I was like, oh, I just showed him the collection and stuff. And I went over to my safe, and I opened up the safe. He goes, what the fuck would be in your safe? I was like, the good shit. pull out my graded cards.
So I don't know if you saw the TikTok. I watched a TikTok the other day where some guy, and I don't know the difference between them, but some guy pulled a gray stamped Charizard card worth like 300K.
Nice.
So that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like a gray stamp? Like, is that a cool thing?
It's probably a 1-to-1 or something.
Anytime you pull something from a vintage pack that's clean, it's worth money.
I don't know. Is gray stamp vintage?
Well, it was a thick stamp, probably. It was a first edition. I'm guessing it was a 300K and it was a Charizard.
Yeah.
That was probably a thick stamp. And so thick stamp and thin stamp is like when they were actually pressing the ink on the card. Some of them were a little thicker than others. Oh. Think of it as like quality control of Tesla, where, you know, you got panel gaps on these cards. You get one that's mint, you know, then you get one that's mint, you're like, I'm going to keep this one.
I don't know. They were calling it gray stamp, so
maybe. I don't know.
I didn't know.
I'm also stuff. I just started collecting. But
they
6 months
were they were ago. Also wearing like white gloves as they were opening it and like being super delicate.
Yeah, me on
but,
the other.
But then he like completely freaked out when he pulled it, and
I like it. You know, yeah. Here's the thing about Pokemon cards, right? Is you're not going to make any money detailing. So you might as well invest heavily in something that can make you money. And that's gambling, right?
AMC. So.
Oh, my God.
Like, you could retire. Because we know we're getting back problems before we get rich. Like, that's just a standard for detailing. So take all the money you make detailing and buy scratch tickets.
Yeah.
And then when you hit the lottery, then you take all that money and then you buy more scratch tickets. And then that's how you become a successful detailer, guys.
Gotcha.
That's it's You charge $500 for a full ceramic 12-step correction. Take your $500. Go buy scratch tickets.
Nice. All right, since nobody had any real things about cleaners,
but on the
figure it out upon yourselves if you F-bomb. Are looking for a good
F-bomb.
No, I know.
Here's F-bomb. Another great cleaner, and on the real, besides using acid on door cards, citrus cleaners work really good for carpets with a steam cleaner.
Enzyme cleaners.
Yeah. Peroxide-based cleaners for when you got a little bit of the Seattle funk in there.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of the, you know, some of the needles out of it. A little peroxide in there.
We don't have that problem over here.
All right. And last one will be an easy one. And this doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily brand based, but just what you prefer. So machines, are you DA 15, 21?
Rotary. Let's get this out of the way first. You're not a real detailer if you don't use a root biz. We'll just get that out of the way first.
First of all, how dare you talk down to my G9 like that?
Okay. Dude, I love my G9. Don't even get me started.
Okay. I love my G9.
See, that's why I wanted something that's why I wanted it to be powered
and that's why I wanted it
to be machines, because I didn't want everybody to be like Rupes or Flex.
I was
whatever.
Just There's... saying a joke, man. Jesus.
No, I understand, but I'm letting people know that that's why I just left it as machines.
Okay.
Some people might like pneumatics. I mean, shit, Jen uses that little 3-inch pneumatic on just about everything she does.
She's got time to waste, okay?
Yeah, I know. Like, Dave's
selling all that goddamn Genco mix. Like,
Romani's got time to waste too, and he likes those little pneumatic ones as well. So,
I don't got a 120 gallon compressor. All right.
Yeah, but it just depends on what people like.
I prefer to have 74 battery packs on my just run my cordless polishers with all the batteries in the world. But on the real, I use a mix of whatever's not broken. So whether it be my Rubes polisher that I had to zip tie the cord at a certain angle so it works.
Just replace the cord.
Or the I don't have time for that. Or is it one of my 7 Griot's polishers that don't work because the cord's fucked up. I really like my Adam Swirl Killer. It's got variable speed adjustment just on the fly. Don't even have to touch anything. It needs to do when it's cutting.
You know, quartz for like Rupes machine are like $12, $15 or something like that, right?
And cut foot out of it, you're good.
They're pretty cheap.
Well, no, so I have what it's called like the polishing graveyard, where I just go buy a new polisher, a new Rubes polisher probably every 3 months, and then it shits out on me, so I have to go buy another one. And I just throw it into a bin. And everybody's like, why don't you just send them off to Rubes? I was like, I got to pay shipping, and this fucker's getting heavy. And so then
Actually, according to Rupes, the $80, $90, whatever you send to them, they cover shipping both ways.
Yeah, this fucking box was like 70 pounds.
I'm just saying. They,
I guess it'd be $80 per machine, which is just like that's like $400. Like, I think I have like 3 ESs, a Mark, 2 Mark IIIs. I'm pretty sure dual action force rotation is, whatever that thing.
Melee,
yeah, there's one of those in there. But so then I was like, I'm just going to buy Griot stuff because it's got a lifetime warranty. Well, that fucker broke immediately, so I had to get a warranty claim on it right out of the box. Brought and drove 2 hours to Griot's because it's in my neighborhood. Drove back, used it for 10 minutes, it fucking broke. So I was like, okay. I've yet to find a polisher that can stand up to the abuse that I put machines through.
Jesus,
because they're running 8 hours a day, every day. But
my Rupes Mark II is when they first came out 5 years ago or whatever. And I just had it rebuilt like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. because it was cheaper than buying a new one. And the guy who rebuilt it was like, how did this thing even work? The armature was so worn down that he couldn't understand how it was even making contact with the brushes to create a spark to even work for as long as it did. He said he'd never in all his years seen an armature worn that down and still worked.
I need to send him mine.
Yeah. I'd like to get sponsored by Roops, please. We'll have them rebuilt. I love their machines. I like the low vibrations. I hate the Flex 3401. That chicken, I hate that shit backwards for me, and I'm not left-handed.
Yeah.
Every other machine I've used is not very good. Like, I don't like those like low end machines, high vibrations. The Swirl Killer is a great machine, except it's got a major design flaw where it likes to blow all the dust that you're creating with your cut into your face when you're polishing. So it's a very nice vent. It kind of blows your hair a little bit too, so you need a blowout while you're cutting. So you're going to need to wear safety glasses. Lake Country came out with a great 5-in-1 polisher that I've tried using one time. But my arms are too weak to hold 14 pounds of rotational mass. And it sounds like gravel if you don't have it directly engaged in the right position. Yeah.
It'll also rattle the fillings out. Great in the bag
I won. I got that whole setup. I got a whole mobile setup with the Lake Country Udo's polisher. And the bag I got from winning, my belt here, you know, this one.
Oh, Jesus.
So I got a great mobile setup in the closet where it will remain.
You should just find.
As for machines, like if you want to cut heavy, rotary. If you want to polish DA, if you want to be one of those like professionals, make sure you grab the two-handled AutoZone one with the bonnet you put on there.
I was like, wait, what?
And then just make sure you post in all the Facebook groups that you're a professional detailer and ask basic questions on.
Especially 101.
Yeah. And if you want a great shine, great hydrophobics, great in any climate, ranch dressing, it's got titanium oxide in it. So, you know, it's going to be just about as good as any Amazon coating out there for a fraction of the cost.
I thought Vaseline was a good one.
Vaseline's good, but it's a little oily. You know, you don't want to, it's a little too slick for some people. You want to make sure you get the, everybody likes ranch, right? So it's the hidden secret. It's called Hidden Valley.
Jesus. Oh shit.
Your words from the champ.
Yeah. That's how he won that belt, was with the ranch dressing. And then contrast, what was it? The contrast turned up and the
you brightness down, contrast up. Boom.
Ranch dressing.
Maybe sprinkle a little exposure on there. Add a little vignette, get a little shroud around the outside. Just use every editing thing on your.
So this iPhone is how it works. Like, so this is low contrast, and then you got high contrast. Look at you.
That mirror finish on your forehead going.
Damn fucking right.
A sucker is shiny.
All right, Bruno, you got anything else? We're at an hour.
I got one question.
Okay.
And so what would be your sleeper product that you like that nobody really knows about?
Besides the ranch dressing?
Yeah, besides the ranch dressing.
That's a tough one. That's
a hidden secret.
Shut your mouth, Trap. What is it?
The secret sauce?
No, man. What is a underrated product that people sleep on?
Oh, that is a great question. And I'm going to have to go with HD Speed. It's like an Instagram filter for fat chicks.
Oh my God.
That shit goes.
Oh shit. I think it's disclaimer time.
That shit goes.
That was the disclaimer.
It really does. It can make even the most amateur of amateurs look like they belong on a Facebook group selling $100 details.
It does.
Also, Meguiar's paint reconditioning cream, or as I like to call it, the pink shit.
That's good stuff too, but I don't think that's a secret.
Yeah, most people use that and then try to coat over it and wonder why their coating fails.
Same with HD Speed.
Yeah, it's like makeup for the car. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
And it smells good.
Yeah.
It's good for paint enhancements, for sure.
Yeah. So if you have scratches or swirls and a soft black pad, throw a little bit of that on there. Make sure you work it really long. Just keep going. That'll make it nice and shiny, and it'll last for about till the next spring.
Shiny scratches
till the next wash.
Yeah, so you're good. But no, I think one of my hidden secrets is I use for like interior cleaning, I'll use SB3 natural in the steam cleaner. And like that it's kind of like dry cleaning for cars, and it really does like help make shit clean. That one's really slept on, I think. Not a lot of people use the SB3 products, like their actual like cleaning products.
Yeah,
and they're pretty good.
I didn't even know they had cleaning products. I just thought they had a compound and coating.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't either.
Yeah, they're cleaning products. They're nice. They're cheap. Which is nice for like professional detailers like me. Like having stuff that's inexpensive is good.
Gotcha. Cormie, what's your secret go-to?
I don't really have any secret go-tos. Everything I use is straight up. I really don't. I use, you know, Wipeout for probably 99% of cleanings.
Yeah.
Clay Lube and all that stuff. That's one of my favorite products. But as far as a secret, I really don't have any. It's straight up.
What about an underrated product?
Or yeah, an underrated, whatever. Yeah.
Underrated. I honestly don't have one.
Fair enough. I mean, if I was to answer one for you, and this is just because it's my personal opinion, I would probably say the ACA 500. Is slept on a little bit.
Yeah, I mean the people that use it know about it.
But I think Bruno's right, because I feel the same way as you, Cormie. Like the people that know it use it, because I use the shit out of it. But there's a lot of times that I mention it or talk to people about it, and they're like, "Never used it before."
You got a point.
Never tried it. Like, so I could see that.
Yeah. That is a good one.
I don't know if I have one. I mean, maybe I'd have to go with Cormie with the 500, just because, again, like, you know, people who know it, but people who don't. The only other one, and again, I don't even know what the hell it's called, is that silica spray that Billy sent me that works really good. It's part of his something or other. I don't even know.
Yeah,
we might have to have him on to talk about it. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, the Coach Kimmy, or however you say it, silica sealant is a hell of a product.
I haven't tried that one.
They have the Coach Kimmy, I don't remember what number it is, but it's an all in one with a sealant in it.
P6.
Is it P6?
Orange? Yeah, that's P6. Bro, that shit is fucking bomb. I have that shit too.
Top that with the spray. That shit
is bomb.com. I forgot I even had that. Thank you.
Top it with the spray sealant that they have. It is freaking fantastic.
Is it cut or polish or one step or?
It's all-in-one.
All-in-ones are nice.
Got a little sealant in it. but it is really, really nice. The the spray sealant, you know, I prefer Angel Wax TI-22, but, you know, when Ashton's doing some little lower end details, you know, just a quick one step and a sealant, he uses the Coach Kimmy, whatever number it is, what Jason Bruno said, and then he follows up with the silica spray, and I'm telling you, it's freaking fantastic.
Nice. All right.
That's what I need in my life. One step polishes that you can top easily. Or if someone could please come out with a polish, like a medium cut polish that diminishes down, that also acts as a primer for ceramics.
That good luck.
You're asking for a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a simple girl. What can I say? Right? Like, I'm willing to pay money for the product.
Talk to Barry. Barry's working on a primer polish.
So I've heard.
I don't know if it's going to work in the aspect that you want it to work in, but that's what he talked
probably
about.
Probably not. But if you could use, like, say, Correct as like your cut, right?
Yeah.
And then use the primer polish and replace of the polish, that would be fine.
Yeah.
One, two step systems of 1, 2, 3.
Talk to him, because he mentioned it on the podcast. He said that was his kind of the scoop, special news that he told me about, that he's hoping to maybe have done by SEMA, but he's not sure if it's gonna be ready.
Because that would,
it's a primer polish.
Because anything that makes me more efficient is fine. Because I don't have a big shop.
If you're more efficient, you're making more money.
Exactly. And yeah. I have a small shop. Like I have a very small shop.
Right.
And
it ain't no smaller than mine, I promise you.
Ain't smaller than Alex's.
Ain't small. Yeah, definitely not smaller than mine.
Well, my Shoreline location that I just closed down 2 months ago will probably rival the size of Alex's in small.
I don't know.
But
mine's 600 square feet.
I think
I feel like king shit right now. I feel like king shit right now, baby.
my new shop is, I think we're 1500 square feet of shop space.
I'm still king shit. Yeah, hey, baby.
You could fit like 3 cars in your shop. Four cars.
But you're in Florida now, where everything's like $9.
I got a good price for my 3,000 square feet.
I can't.
How much is rent in Florida where you are?
I can't dispute that, because I do have stupid cheap rent, but everywhere else around me is crazy expensive.
Yeah, I'm 2,500 for my 1,500 square feet.
Shit.
$2,000.
Yeah, it's about 1,500 to $2,000 here for something that big.
See,
but my little
all my money on rent.
My little 600 square feet is only like $400.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Listen, Cormie's is free, so.
I've also watched landlord videos on the hub, so I'm trying to figure out how to work that deal. But my landlord, she's got a little work to do with her.
Oh my god!
All right. So Bruno, I want you to take this time. I know you don't like talking, but I want to give you a little bit of time. For people listening to this podcast, everybody knows Bruno's the head cheese over at Paint Assassins. So we've got Paint Assassin of the Year awards that are going out. Bruno just announced yesterday on the page. If you're not on Paint Assassins, go join it.
I'm gonna announce it on my personal page and my
I want to announce it here too. So just quick, brief, so everybody's listening gets a little shot at it. So what are we doing? Yeah. We're doing.
All right.
Don't act like it's. Listen, I'm giving you free time here. So
all right, that's fine. We got Paint Assassin of the Year, Breakout Assassin of the Year, Distributor of the Year, International Assassin of the Year, Marine Assassin of the Year, and Female Assassin of the Year. So those six awards, we did three last year. We have one of the winners on here, Chris Cormie, who won Pain Assassin of the Year last year. And
you got that other guy, and the other guy, I forgot his name.
What other guy?
He got Correction of the Year.
Ah, yes, Hack of the
Season. And he won Pain Correction of the Year. He did. So, yeah, we just pretty much upgraded the awards from 3 to 6 because we got a lot of good feedback from it last year. And I kind of wanted to expand it a little more. We also got Pain Correction of the Year, which is a total different thing. You know, people compete for the yearly belt, show your best work. It's pretty much how it works. So if you want to nominate somebody for any of those awards, just, you know, inbox me who you want to nominate for which award and why. And I can't stress enough, you need to tell me why. Because I've been getting messages from people with just names, and I don't know who half these people are, so I can't really go off a name.
I'm going to nominate myself.
You can nominate yourself if you want. You know, I'm pretty sure the presidents of the United States vote for themselves.
I need to win Best Detailer of the Year. I need to dethrone Cormie.
Let me write this down.
So that way, when he dethrones me at Pink Correction of the Year, I still have something to hold over Alex's head.
Are we okay? And so I have a two-part question. First part is, do previous winners get to be nominated again?
Yeah, I mean,
so why wouldn't they?
Because you already won. Give the rest of us a chance.
Oh, here, I have a question. Am I automatically entered in the Pink Correction of the Year? Like at the end of the year, because I haven't actually been trying to like win anything.
That's a good question.
I mean, he is, but I haven't really figured out what I'm going to do for Pink Correction of the Year because I do not want to do what I did last year. It was a headache.
It was a nightmare.
I mean, I too appreciate everybody else posting up their blind photos.
Yeah. All right. So Bruno, for people to inbox you, where are they finding you at to inbox you?
Jason Bruno on Facebook.
All right, simple as that. Trap, where's everybody finding you at? If they want to
message you. You can find me at Steven Trap on Facebook, or you can find my shop at Blue Star Auto Salon on every social. And I also have a podcast that I do nothing with called the Detailers Podcast. So I'm going to keep plugging that until that horse is dead.
I think we should take bets on between you and Billy on who's actually going to do an episode first.
I actually have one recorded and it's on YouTube.
Oh, nice. All right.
Well, I even bought the web domain.
There you go. Cormie, where's everybody find you if they want to?
Same thing. Cormie at Facebook, or Cormie's Detailing Ceramic Coatings on Facebook.
Nice. All right. I appreciate you guys coming on. That was favorites. Hopefully you guys and gals listening maybe learned something. If not,
I think we did more of a disservice for people on this.
Yeah, probably.
Hopefully they might have learned what not to do,
right?
By listening to this podcast.
Shit.
If not, these questions are taking over the this or that question. So as we have guests on, hopefully we will get more information on cool products to use, how to use them, why to use them, things like that. All right, gents, it's been fun. This should be a fun episode to listen to. I appreciate you guys coming on. Everybody have a good night.
You too.
Thank you for having me on.
See you later.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Take it easy, guys.
Been a pleasure. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.